Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
We think you get to win every time you hear from Charles Rotblat, and you hear from him twice a week. He is our guest of the week here on Money Life, the only one who joins us twice each week. He gives us the buy of the week Tuesdays to start our show. He gives us the sell of the week Wednesdays to start our show. And the rest of the week, well, he's busy running AAII Journal. And if you want more information, it's AAII.com, or you can follow him on Twitter, where he's changed his Twitter handle. It's at Charles R AAII. Charles Rotblat, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Benchmark Electronics.
Benchmark Electronics. That's ticker symbol BHE. I'm not very familiar with this company. I know that they're multinational and they've got a bunch of stuff because I remember reading something about a factory or a facility in Thailand at one point. But beyond that, it's not ringing a bell with me. Why is it ringing your bell?
Sure. This is pretty much a small cap company. It's got $1.3 billion in terms of a market cap. So this is a company that's really flying under the radar. It actually showed up on one of our stock screens in Stock Investor Pro because it topped expectations and because analysts have been raising their earnings estimates. This company provides electronics manufacturing services, meaning most of your big companies will outsource their manufacturing services to other companies. Benchmark is one of them, and they're pretty well diversified in terms of that industry. They provide services to the computer industry, industrial control equipment, telecom, medical device, and testing and instrument companies. And so even though they have a pretty good diversification by industry, there still is a bit of customer concentration. Their 10 largest customers account for about half their revenues. IBM by itself accounted for 17% of sales last year. So it's a smaller company. You do see higher levels of customer concentration, but that's not unusual when you're dealing with a smaller company. Lower revenues, more concentration. But what's interesting about this company is even though it operates in a low margin business, its net margins were about 4% for the last year, last 12 months, they have been pretty much routinely profitable. They did lose money in 2008, but otherwise they've been consistently profitable since 2007. They also consistently generate free cash flow. So even though this is a low margin business, it is profitable. And this is the case when we look at it from a timing standpoint, we're seeing analysts up their estimates. They recently beat second quarter estimates. We saw analysts raise their 2014 estimates, but equally important, we saw them raise their 2015 earnings estimates. So they're not only more optimistic about the last half of this year, they're also more optimistic about next year. And we actually saw the growth rate for 2015 be increased as well. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. So you do have that positive trends where analysts are looking at the company, looking at its trends, and they're becoming more bullish about the prospects for this company.
So there's a lot there to like. Of course, you're also dealing with a small cap. And a lot of the times we're talking about the buy of the week, one of the things you say is you're also getting paid to wait if anything, you know, isn't going well, et cetera. Small caps, not always big dividends. This one?
There's no dividend to it. Even though they are free cash flow positive, you're not really seeing any dividend from them. And I cannot tell you if that's going to change in the future or not. But right now, this company is not paying a dividend.
So the company does not pay a dividend. You talked about all the positives here. What kind of potential are we seeing and over what kind of time frame?
Well, what's interesting about this company is that it trades at a P of 9.9, which puts it really in the bottom 14% of all stocks in our Stock Investor Pro universe. So this stock is cheaply valued. Its price to book is about 1.0. Typically, when you see valuations that low, it either means the company's been overlooked or the company's cheap for a reason. And I think this case, this is a company that's overlooked. It does operate in a low-margin business, so you don't want to overpay. You don't want to pay a high multiple. But historically, this company has traded at an average PE of 14.7 over the last 3 years. and 15.2 over the last 5 years. So even relative to the valuations people have historically been wanting to pay for the stock, this stock's trading below that. So you do not only have a small cap premium here, you also have a value premium. And I think if we want to be conservative, we can look at 25 to 30% upside in the stock over the next 12 months. That would bring the stock closer to its 3 and 5 year averages while still leaving some margin for error and still leaving room for additional upside in the stock's price.
What I haven't heard you say is much in the way of negatives. About the only perceived negative, I think, was positioned as a positive, that being that the 10 largest customers accounted for more than half of revenues, which on the one hand is good because you got these big companies making big orders, and on the other hand, it could be bad if you ever lose one of them. What are the things that could leave this company falling short? Because when all I ever hear is good news, I'm always worrying that there's something I'm overlooking.
Sure. I mean, this company is cyclical, so if we do see a drop in the economy, a slowdown in the economy, that'll hurt this company. Certainly, if one of its key customers starts incurring problems, starts incurring slower business, that'll weigh on the stock. Again, it also is a low margin business, highly competitive. So you do have that competitive threat. You have the threat of just pricing pressure from other companies. So you do have those risks. It's more related to the industry in which this company operates more than anything else. But this is a company that's not necessarily manufacturing its own goods, not marketing its own products. It is dependent on other companies. So you do want to watch the valuation, and you certainly don't want to overpay for a company like this.
But right now, the point here is you're not overpaying. It's a 25 to 30% upside, and that would still leave the stock trading at a discount to its historical averages. Yeah, when you hear a line like that, you know why it's attractive to Charles Roteblatt, who just made Benchmark Electronics, ticker symbol BHE, his buy of the week. Now, while we have to talk about goodbyes here, we have to say our goodbyes to Charles, but just for 24 hours. He'll be back tomorrow with the sell of the week. Charles, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
Remember, you can follow Charles on Twitter. He's at Charles R A A I I. You can get more information on the American Association of Individual Investors at AAII.com. We've just gotten started on the August 12th edition of Money Life, but the big interview is next, and it's got Gary Black from the Calamos Funds. That's going to be a lot of fun, so don't touch that dial.